Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of July 2016, and this is the 408th Mole Out Loud podcast. I can hear my cat eating something in the kitchen. I'm not sure what it is, but it's on the bench and not on the floor. So I'm just going to try and ignore that whilst I do the podcast. I've woken up from quite a long snooze this afternoon. I did go to the cafe before that to try and wake myself up after lunch, but it was great while I was there, but as soon as I got home, I just thought I had to have a rest. And the reason, I'm sure, is because when I went to bed last night, I didn't go straight to sleep, but I started reading. I started reading a book that I found on Sunday. It's Svetlana Alexeyevich's Secondhand Time. I did put it down because it's a fat book and I'd only just started it. But it's one of those books that you feel as if, with which you feel that your hunches are confirmed in a way, but also that fills you with a much greater knowledge and insight than you had before. And it's an exploration of people who grew up in Soviet Russia and still live in Russia, and just how they felt about the changes that happened, you know, up to the 90s and beyond, till today, how they felt about the changes in Russia. And what it did for me, when I say that it sort of it confirmed a hunch that I had, was that when in the late 80s and early 90s, well, I suppose the early 90s, when the Berlin Wall came down, there seemed to be this complete denial of how people had lived before. And in the West, this supposition that all things Western would be the best way to go. And it's something that we keep doing. And just how incredibly confusing that would be to people who had grown up with a different ideology, with different values, I should say, because I'm not really talking necessarily about the political ideologies of both those of East and West, but more the values imbued in those ideologies and how much those are really part of flesh and blood. And to suddenly be told black is white and white is black is shocking. It's really shocking. I don't know how I would manage that. I don't think I would, in fact. And this book is really well written. It allows people, I guess it's a sort of oral history, but done with enormous skill, of weaving through different ideas and people who are pushing for change but didn't really realise where the change was going to lead, and certainly didn't expect what happened, and other people who felt, you know, still feel strongly that they could have worked changes within the system that existed. So it's a fascinating book, and really, I found it really nearly unputdownable. And hence my sleepiness today. I have been doing some writing this morning, and as I mentioned writing at the cafe this afternoon, but I need to do some more tonight to get to where I'd like to go, or where I'd like to be before my mole deadline. So that's a little bit of a challenge, but I'm sure I feel much more refreshed now, and I have a pot of tea, and I've just had a really lovely piece of rye bread with raspberry jam on quark. So that should put me in good stead for the next little while. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you're a bit more awake than I am. But if you're not, that you've been able to have a snooze. And if you haven't been able to have a snooze yet, that you get to have one. And if you've managed to get some work done or been involved in a project, I do hope that's gone well, or will go well, if you're about to embark. I'm sorry about my rather clogged nose at the moment. It's just, it's entirely cosmetic. Apart from feeling sleepy, I'm feeling quite really well. But it just can't be helped for this little while. Whilst it clears, this is going to be a slightly bunged up podcast. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.